Welcome aboard the Pineway in the Sky. Please hold on. Please hold on. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Monorail Blue, a new podcast from Disney Examiner, your weekly source for all things related to Walt Disney parks and resorts. My name is Andy.
And I'm Jordan.
And here's what you missed since our last stop. Hello and welcome to a special holiday edition of Monorail Blue. Jordan and I are at Disney California Adventure Park. And
hi, folks.
Yes, that's Jordan. And it's quite windy and cold, and we're right next to the Cars Land right now, in a decked out Cars Land, and next to the Mater Ride, and it's quite cold, but we're in a festive...
It's winter, Andy. We have to get used to this.
Yeah, it's, according to our watches, it's a cool 64 degrees, which is like Arctic conditions in California.
Yes.
But
anyways, it's perfect weather to go to Disneyland.
Exactly.
And then, so that's why we're here today. We're here to go over some of the new offerings that are here for the holiday season, happening until January 7th. And one of them is actually here. That's the reason why we're standing next to Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. There's a new name for it. I think it's Mater's Jingle Jamboree now, if I'm not mistaken. And they actually re-recorded songs with Larry the Cable Guy, the voice of Mater, with all these new holiday songs.
An American
Christmas
treasure.
Songs.
An American
yeah.
treasure, that man.
My favorite.
Oh, yes, because when we rode this ride...
Originally,
we had to stay until the song was played because Jordan was dying to hear it.
I had to, because it's... Not only are you hearing fa-la-la-la-la-la, the Christmas song that's escaping my head right now, the name of it.
Deck the Halls?
Deck the Halls. My favorite, though, is a song for all our Jewish listeners. It's dreidel, 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 but dreidel, 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 but it's trucks, trucks, trucks.
Yes, and what does Mater say at the end?
He says, it's the best pun. Oil vey.
Crickets. Crickets. Other than...
No, you know Larry the Cable has no shame, so that was...
You know Larry the
there
Cable...
He is.
Yes, there is the American treasure, but he's actually not really a hillbilly. He's a guy from New Jersey who puts on this act, so facade breaking. I'm sorry, people.
Yes, but...
But in addition
nevertheless,
to that,
so
what
fun.
Are some other things here at DCA that people can experience during this joyous time of year?
Well, just down Route 66, there's Luigi's... Casa de la Tires. They have re-recorded, also with the voice of Luigi himself, Tony Shalhoub, a new song for the holidays, or multiple songs for the holidays, so you guys can go ahead and visit him and hear how he's celebrating.
Because like Mater, there's each time could be a different experience.
You know, yeah. I think, yeah, that's true. Like, you know, not only the dance number. I think the dance numbers still remain randomized, but the music mix... Luigi's.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Christmas songs, but a la Italiano. Yeah, Italiano. I butchered that.
It's
thanks.
Okay. We're in the cold. People
and Larry
you.
The Cable Guy is probably getting more flack than we are. So there's that. And, of course, you can't forget about the decorations and, of course, the food here at DCA overall.
Yes, because that's the, I would argue, the second biggest offering here.
Yes. It takes up, you know, all of the parade route through past Cars Land and into Paradise Pier, soon to be Pixar Pier, but that's for another day. We have the Festival of Holidays here at DCA, which is basically a rehash of what they've... Yes, Epcot's food festival, holiday food festival. But yeah, this is our version of it. But it's a rehash of what we've had here for years, which was the Food and Wine Festival. Same booths, literally. If you guys have been to it before, it's booths that line the street. You go up to there, you can get a $7.80 sampling of beef with you know, some red wine reduction.
So
yeah, there's food.
So basically, come here with a big wallet and an empty stomach.
Yeah, but I think the biggest value, not to harp on the price, though I think the prices are a little high. if you're an annual pass holder, you can purchase this $30 meal pass.
Oh, cool.
Right next to one of the booths here. But basically for $30 you get like these vouchers. You get six of the vouchers, and each of them basically entitle you to whatever food offering at a particular booth. So, yeah, you know, they're $35. You know, average on the menu here, it's actually a pretty good steal, quote unquote, in the sense that a lot of the offerings here are $7, $8 already. And so, you know, $30 for six different things, including desserts and stuff like that, I think that's pretty cool to be able to take part if you're really hungry. But $30 per person, you're gonna want to spend well, or be very hungry, I should say, like you said. Yeah,
but yeah, so that's what's here at DCA.
Yes.
And then we're gonna hop on over to Disneyland and ride everyone's favorite ride, Small World.
We have to.
It's a holiday tradition.
We were debating whether or not, you know, because the idea was that we wanted to have you guys hear what we were, to prove that we're actually here at Disneyland. And so we thought, okay, we did this for DCA. We thought It's a Small World would be perfect for Disneyland and totally interrupt every single person's ride in our boat by going, oh, yeah.
Look,
what else
Norway,
do you have,
guys? And there's Elsa and Anna.
And then
Anna.
And going, oh, by the way, did you know that you can get peppermint beignets at French Market? We're like a walking advertisement for the Walt Disney Company right now, so it's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we get to trip out of Disneyland out of this, even though it's on a...
on our budget.
This is a... yeah.
It's on our dime.
But hey.
Come on, Disney. Anyways, yeah, we're heading over to Disneyland now.
All right. See you guys soon. So, Jordan, we made it all the way to the very back of Disneyland.
We did, as the lights go on after the amazing pre-show that they have at It's a Small World.
Yes.
Yeah. So the lights are on. We're here. We're standing right in front of it.
We just gotten off the ride.
Yes. Yes, we did.
It was a...
It's always a joy. A joy to the small world. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
There we go.
Normally...
Sponsored in part by Siemens.
The camera, German camera.
No,
company.
No, the Siemens. Siemens is a microchip company. That's besides the point.
But anyways.
Yeah.
For me, I normally, I'll admit it, I don't like Small World.
Oh, come on.
I think it's the worst right here.
No, it's not.
But.
For the Christmas season.
But for the Christmas season.
It's amazing.
It is tolerable.
Yeah.
Because.
It blends. Oh, go ahead.
No, because the facade.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Is the most litted area.
It's lit.
More than Kylie Jenner Snapchat.
There you go. Called out.
But anyway, it just, to me, Christmas isn't Christmas until I see,
you see this.
And ride Small World.
Yes. I agree. I think also, too, the music. I love it how they blend. And then they blend the It's a Small World theme into it. And it's an endless loop of holiday joy. I could play this at a Christmas party and people will not be at all mad, I don't think.
I don't think they would.
No. Too happy here, man. Too happy here. But yeah, we came here because we want to talk about some of the new offerings that are here for the holiday season at Disneyland Park. They're really...
It's the traditional fair.
It's the traditional fair. We have this. We have... It's Small World Holiday. We have Nightmare Before Christmas, which has been here since Halloween. We have the food, obviously, at certain locations. There's special things that you can get, like the peppermint beignets that we mentioned when we're in DCA. You can get them at French Market, or Mint Julep Corner, which is near the French Market. So there's that.
Speaking of which, the holiday fireworks show.
Yes, Believe in Holiday Magic happens nightly, pending no wind, which means that it's not happening tonight on the night we're recording because it is super windy.
It
like
is
we
so windy and so cold.
It's cold. But if they don't do that, what people don't also know often is that they'll still do the conclusion, kiss goodnight, as they like to call it, after the show. So if the fireworks don't happen, they'll still do the snowfall for everybody.
Yes.
I'm really excited just to see, because if the wind is really, and they still, you know, the wind's happening right now and they're still going to do it. I wonder if that snow will even miss all the people.
That would be kind of sad because people paid good money
just to see the
to get the fake snow in Anaheim, California,
which smells like gingerbread.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, like, because down Main Street,
yeah,
you get a hint of gingerbread.
You do, and I think that's just, you know, again, Disney magic at its finest. What else do we got? We got merch, obviously.
Oh no, go continue.
I don't know. That's all.
Well, then I want, because there's always an event.
Yeah, every year.
Every year, the candlelight processional.
Yes, and ceremony.
Ceremony, and you got to attend.
I did. Like, our good friends at Disneyland invited us to come down like they do every year.
And there was a, as you put it on Twitter, big...
It was a big surprise.
Surprise, because there's a host, usually.
Yeah, correct? Narrator who narrates the first story of Christmas, a.k.a. the birth of Jesus Christ, as told directly from the Bible. And so, again, I guess on a side note, it's really cool to see that, you know, Disneyland supports a religious event like this, and I'm Christian, like I said on previous shows. And so it's really awesome to have them do that right in the middle of the Magic Kingdom. And yeah, anyways, usually a Christian guy or a narrator, a celebrity Christian or a person who adheres to some type of acknowledgement of God and Jesus Christ gets to narrate the story and agrees to do this. And this year, it was none other than a big guy. He's a big guy, not Santa Claus. But it was going to be a big surprise because usually they announce the narrator ahead of time. And this year they didn't. But we got wind of it a little earlier than we thought. And so we teased it on Twitter. And we had fun in teasing it and also making people really confused. But nonetheless, it was Chris Hemsworth, Thor himself, who narrated this year's ceremony. And he has a great narration voice, by the way. If I may, I'm just going to try to impersonate what it sounded like. It was like this. Imagine yourself sitting on Main Street USA, hearing this 200-person choir with full orchestra, and in between you hear this. The angel Gabriel was sent by God. I tried. I'm getting stuffed in the nose, but it was just like, just imagine Thor, the man, the God of Thunder, quote-unquote, reading about God.
A Norse god reading,
yes,
about the Christian god.
The Christian god, yes. And it was just, the angel Gabriel was sent by God. It's just hilarious. But also very serious. But it was very fun. He's a great narrator. Anyways, candlelight processional ceremony. Every year, I keep on telling, I bumped into the president of the Disneyland Resort, my good friend Michael Colglazier, on my way out. I kept telling him, man, keep doing this. Keep funding this thing. Don't let it go away. It's a special thing. Even if you're not Christian, it's a beautiful way to just realize and remember, you know, why we even celebrate this in the first place, and on a historical point of view. But really, what it means to just share, you know, what Jesus Christ shared with us was the love, joy, and peace that ultimately came, that we all need really nowadays. And so, it's a beautiful ceremony. It's free.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It is free.
How does one next year if they want to go?
You just show up. So there are white chairs that are reserved for VIPs and invited people like myself. And
no,
not everybody gets
Mr.
to.
Big Shot.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sure Jesus would have been pretty mad if the common people didn't get access to this thing. But no, I say no, no. The common people get access to this thing, but you do have to line up in a standby line. They have two shows every evening.
And it's one day only?
2 days, Saturday and Sunday, okay. Usually the first week of December, first weekend of December. But you just line up a few hours before the show, and they'll try to get you into the standing area behind the white chairs. Still great view. Still, you can hear the choir. You can hear the orchestra. It's still amazing.
So, yeah, what does this consist of? Like, what are you watching, essentially? Like,
just
other than the narration, like
narration, and interspersed between the narration are, we wrote many pieces on this, so you can check on DisneyExaminer.com about what it actually is.
We'll link
it in the show notes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you know, hymns, Christmas carols, again, all heralding Jesus the Savior's birth.
So there's a professional choir.
It's a choir. It's a 200-person choir. So they call it a mass choir, which I think is really cool. But it consists of not just churches who are in the Anaheim area, but cast member choirs too. There's a cast member choir here at Disneyland that has been participating in it for years, or I should say decades. Community choirs. There are high school choirs that take part in it too. So it's really an outpouring of the community that gathers for this really special thing. And then the Disneyland, the orchestra is actually all professional Disneyland musicians. So that's about a 50-piece orchestra, I think. But very beautiful ceremony. Be sure to check it out. The video, there are many people taking videos, obviously, of the ceremony this year, so you can check YouTube for whatever version you'd like to see. But again, it doesn't match the idea of actually being there in Town Square with all these people from all different sorts of places, just standing and sitting and hearing the good news of Christmas, and it's a beautiful thing. So yeah, I got to experience that. Thanks again to our friends at Disneyland for having us there, and that was, I think, a tradition. Another tradition that not a lot of people know of because they don't publicize it, but it's been a tradition that's been happening since 1958 that they've done year and year again, and there's a reason why. And so please, if you have the opportunity to see it next year, first weekend of December, Candlelight Processional and Ceremony at Disneyland Park. There you go. And I don't know who the narrator will be next year. It's always new every year.
Maybe it's another Hemsworth.
It might be another Hemsworth. And well, what you know, the lights went out again here at It's a Small World. And the projection show begins.
All right. On that note, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, guys. And
we'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week for the normal episode as we wrap up the year.
Yep.
We can also recognize the fact that we're only a few weeks away from New Year's. And 2018, and so look out for more of that. Really, there's no other news that's coming from us, so look out for maybe a wrap up of our favorite episodes or a wrap up of what we can look for, what we can look forward to next year.
The years and looking forward
to 2018.
I think that would be a good episode.
That's good. So yeah, and we'll be remiss before we say goodbye to mention Danny. Danny's still in line waiting for Star Wars Land for us, guys. We're only a year away now, a little over a year away before we. You see his hard work paid off, and so I'm very excited. But he says hello, and as we say goodbye, thank you so much for listening. I'm Jordan,
and I'm Mandy.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Monorail, welcome aboard the Pineway in the Sky. Please hold on. Thank you. No smoking, please.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Monorail Blue. If you like this episode, please subscribe to us on iTunes and leave your feedback. Give us a 5-star review. It helps other people find the podcast. In addition, if you want to send more detailed feedback, please send us an email at monorailblue@disneyexaminer.com. Also, please give us a visit at our social media pages at Monorail Blue on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also, please follow at Disney Examiner for all the latest Disney news. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful week.
No smoking, please. We are circling the Disney-created Seven Seas Lagoon. Rising from the Magic Kingdom, on the opposite shore is Cinderella Castle. You can also see Disney's mountain range. Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain in Frontierland and Space Mountain in Tomorrowland. To the right-hand side, right-hand side, right, right.